on Sundays or Wednesday nights is that we should be able to, you know, end off the night with the Torah. So I think Sunday nights we're going to try to do a lesson in Chassidus.
I've been all over for you.
Welcome.
I've been all over.
Here, I have a copy for you. On Sunday nights we're going to try to do a different lesson in Chassidus. Not that I know anything, but I know a little bit from my Rebbein who knows something. And then on Wednesday night we'll do some... And then Wednesday night we'll do some Hasidic lessons in the Parsha. So the page that you have in front of you right now happens to be one of my most favorite Hasidic teachings, because it comes from a very special tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, who's close to Genelinu. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, if you don't know, happened to be the great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He also happens to be a very strong sefer, very hard sefer, Likutei Maran. But the message that we're, the Torah that we're learning tonight, it happens to be probably one of the most famous of his messages that he stands by, and his message of this idea is worldwide. If you'd like to learn more about Rabbi Nachman, about his biography and who he's about, why you Torah has great shiurim from our Rabbi Moshe Weinberger Shlita, a couple weeks ago he was actually in Ukraine, and he went to Breslov. And he gave a 2-hour shiur, and probably one of the most incredible shiur that you'll ever listen to. But instead of talking about how great Rabbi Nachman is, we could see it in his Torah inside. So this Torah is called, it goes by the Aleph Beis. That's the way he writes, Torah Aleph, Torah Beis. So this Torah is called Torah Resh Pei Beis. If anyone knows anything about Rabbi Nachman, and you just say these three letters to them, Resh Pei Beis, they learn to you and they like nod your head like, oh, Resh Pei Beis. Like, you know like a secret that no one else knows about. So the teen program is going to know a little bit something about Resh Pei Beis. And I think it's very, very shayach, especially for the teen boys and for the teen girls, to be able to have this lesson. Just to give a little bit of overview of what we're going to learn about. I mean, Nachman really talks about one thing throughout all of his teachings, is a person should always look at the soul, at the neshama. Sometimes when we look at people, we're always looking at what they're wearing, or how they look, their chitzonius. We're looking about how they act, how they talk. But down deep, every single Jew has a piece of God in them. Every single Jew has a neshama, and that's part of Hashem. So sometimes, you know, we have a lot of people who are always constantly focused on learning or davening or whatever it is, and they don't realize that they have 20 pieces of Hashem mamish running around every day. And even just the small comment to them, or a smile, or good job at davening today, it's mamish, you're flickering that neshama within them. That's what we're going to talk about inside. He's going to talk about, I keep on saying introductions, but just see it inside. Basically, he's been talking about how to judge people favorably, and how what a special koch it is, especially when it comes to Jews. We're not going to do the whole Torah, because it probably takes us 3 hours, but maybe we'll start it this week, and maybe we'll continue next week. It's on the bottom of the page. Resh Pei Beis, the left-hand corner. I apologize if the copy is... weren't so great, but we did our best over here. Resh Pei Beis, Rabbi Nachman. Dok yitzarech lodun es kol adam l'kav z'chus. Rabbi Nachman says a person should constantly judge every single person favorably. Va'afilu mishu rasha gomer. Even if a person is a complete rasha, tzarech l'chapis v'limso bo eze ma'at tov.
Doesn't the Gemara say otherwise in places?
Yeah, what do you mean?
There are two people. When it comes to tzaddik, that's when you're supposed to judge favorably, but if you know he's a rasha gomer or not.
He's not saying you have to judge a rasha favorably. He's saying you have to look for something to be bad.
Yeah, he's not talking about...
When he's talking about Dalek Asos, the Gemara would say that.
Right, so you don't have to be Dalek Asos, but you still have to look for something good about it.
Right, he's going to say even a rasha is going to have some realism. But it's a good point. It's a good point. Where is that Gemara?
I don't remember.
Okay. It's Perkei Avos.
Is it Perkei Avos? It's some...
That's a Mishnah, so have a
it's
called Mechav
Zchus.
Ben Yona? Shana Aleph, nice. Okay, very good. I have to check that up. So he's talking about every person. As I learned with Ethan Felder on Shabbos, it doesn't say as called Tzaddik or called Russia. As called Adam Mechav Zchus. Every single person has to judge everyone favorably. Even if someone is a complete Russia, that means even a Hitler, or even someone who wants, even an Arab wants to kill every Jew, there's something down deep, there's something mamish down deep in there. It's very, very interesting, because, you know, you look at like a Yasser Arafat, you look at these people who want to kill ISIS, all they want to do is kill, and sometimes it's very, very hard to be able to see that, be able to have that. That's in a very extreme level. I think we should just do on a pashut level the people that we come in with contact every day. This is what he says here. It's a beautiful thing. Sheba'os ha'amad ain't a rasha. Because in that little thing within him, that little spark, he's not a rasha at all. He might be a rasha in 99%, but there's still 1% that he's still good. With it, when a person tries to look hard and he tries to search for that little bit of good, and you make sure to judge him favorably when you could have easily judged him the wrong way. Rabbi Nachman says, when a person judges someone favorably, you're causing him in Shemayim to be able to look upon favorably, which is a crazy thing. Your thought could have a tremendous, tremendous effect on what goes on upstairs. It's a crazy thing. The Gemara says, being in Rosh Hashanah, that Ko Marachim is Abrios Marachim Alav Mina Shemayim. Anyone who has Rachamim on the creations in this world, the Kadosh Baruch will have Rachamim on them as well. Here he's saying the same exact idea, but in a much deeper way. A person's thoughts can actually affect how a person's judged and how a person acts. So when you're at the canteen and you see a guy give a girl a high five, sometimes at least my immediate reaction would be like, "Oh my gosh, what is that?" But that's a very chitzonis take a level, because I don't know that kid's family situation. I don't know how he could grow up. For all I know, the kid could be working on his shomerness or whatever adjective you want to give to him, you know. But at the end of the day, if a person says, you know what, no, he's a good kid, he listened to me today, he got up for davening, or he came in the middle of davening, it's so easy to be able to look at another Jew. But Rabbi Nachman is saying here that a person can have a tremendous effect. And this is what he says here. Five lines down. V'yuchol la'ashiva b'tshuva. And you were able to bring him to tshuva. You're able to uplift him to want to be better, to be a better Jew. To be able to uplift her, to be a better Jew. V'zeh b'chinas. And this is what the pasuk says. V'ol ma'ad v'ein rasha. V'isponata amakoma v'einedo. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin, that there's still a little bit within a person that is not a rasha. And if you understand that from his place, it's like there's nothing there. Meaning, Haino, let's see what he says. Sheh pasuk mazir ladon is kol esakol lekavschus. This pasuk is teaching us one thing, warning us and inspiring us to judge people favorably. The alpha pisha ata roa shehu rasha gomer. It might look like he's the worst guy in the world, cursing. He's doing these crazy things. Alpha pikein sarich ata lechapes ulvakesh dimso b'ma'atov shesham. Ain't a Russia, v'zeu ve'od ma'at ve'ain Russia. That's what the pasuk says. Ve'od ma'at. Still, there's still a little bit within him. Ve'ain Russia. That's not a Russia. Shetzarich at levakish bo od ma'at tov shiyesh bo adayin. A person has to search, and sometimes it takes a little longer to be able to search within that person or within her to be able to find that ma'at tov. Shesham ain't a Russia. That's not that down deep that person's not a Russia. Ki afapi shu Russia. It might look like 99% he's a Russia. Eich efshar she'ain bo ma'at tov adayin. Every single person has good within him. It can't be that no one in their lives still did a little ma'isa chesed, a little bit of a mitzvah. He didn't shake a lulav once. He didn't do this right or that right. A little bit kiddu kibbut avim. When a person continues to lurk and he helps to try to really go down deep and try to find the good within that person, that's not a rasha. And you mamash judge him favorably. You mamash bring him to be judged favorably upstairs. That he could have been judged just as easily that he would be judged harshly. But by you looking at that person, in a holy way, you're judging him in a l'kav schus. You're causing Hashem and Shemayim to be able to look at him that way as well.
What do you draw that line?
Oh, it's very good. So Mendy's asking a very good question. So Mendy's saying, okay, all of us want to be Hasidim or Rabbi Nachman, but you also have to be practical also, right? Like, the kid's trying, you know, a kid's trying to do these crazy things, and he's going through the field at 11:30 at night. Yeah, I'm just going to the lunchroom because I saw a couple benchers on the floor, or I need a mezuzah, and I heard the mezuzah. Is like, okay, you have to use your... The BT... Three chevra, they didn't have a cup in their bunk. So supposedly the first night they didn't steal. Supposedly the first morning, they ran to the lunchroom to wash their hands. Pretty chashuv. No, PT3 would do that. I wouldn't trust PT4 with it, but definitely PT3. So there's got obviously you got there's got to be a fine line, and definitely not 56. That's for sure. 51, 56, definitely not. But at the end of the day, 56. Like you have to use a little bit of seichel too. But he's saying even if those BT6 or those BT4 kids are going to sleep, I'm not looking down at them, because at the end of the day, those kids are having a disco party last night, and we had a big meeting today about these kids dancing, you know. But they're probably doing every Motzei Shabbos. That's probably what they're doing. That's probably how they were brought up. That's so easy to look down. It's so easy to be able to say, you know, I'm so much better than him. But in Chassidus, and especially in Rabbi Nachman's writings, and it really comes from the Baal Shem Tov, a Jew is not what he looks like or what he acts. A Jew is a neshama. A Jew has a piece of Hashem within him, and no one says it's easy. This is a very hard thing. It's very, very hard. But if a person davens hard enough, then if he tries, or if she tries, you know, tries to do your best, it definitely comes. You know, definitely comes. And that's with anything in life. If Hashem sees you try putting a little bit of effort, the Gemara says, "Habal etar misayin uso." If someone comes to be purified, someone wants to be better in anything, in davening and learning, just put a little bit of effort, just put a little bit of a drop in there, and then Hashem opens up the whole door. Right? Yes.
Is this talking about like what's going on up there? Because it could just be like if you view people favorably, like those self-fulfilling prophecies, you view kids like as good kids and they act as better kids than they actually are, because...
Sorry, I'm not understanding.
You know how they have like, they do like famous experiments where you have...
Sure.
Like a group of, like the same, like you put bad kids in one class and you tell the teachers really good kids.
Sure, sure. So like positive reinforcement, you're saying?
Meaning, if you view the Rishon as they're actually tzaddikim, then not like what's going on up there, like in this world, like if you view them as a positive person, they're going to change. I mean,
you hold them to heart.
Right, right. No,
like the whole Kabbalah stuff.
Right, no, he's not telling you, he's telling you also very practically, and I think you're making a point, but Binyamin's saying making a very good point. He's saying also anyone who's in education will tell you that if a person looks at your students as Rishayim, they're never going to want to listen because you're always out to get them. I'm not out to get any kid to daven, God forbid. You know, any educator will tell you the number one way to teach is positive reinforcement, not negative, like don't do this, don't do that. You talk about how beautiful davening is, how great learning is, how great chesed is, and that inspires people to want to be better. So maybe that's what he's saying also. He's saying that also practically, it's not only it's not only just a thought thing, it's also in your actions. Whatever you say, the things you do, try to have that awareness of it. Just I want to just be able to flip the page and then just give one story and then we'll continue next week because it's getting a little late. I don't want to cause any hard time tomorrow morning. Actually, Yarshu B'tshuva Ayadeza, then when a person, Davka, has this, oh yeah, you guys are cut off on the bottom, I apologize, well, I'll just read it outside. V'zeo v'omad v'ein rasha. Then this is what it is, this is what the Pasuk says, that a person should view every single person that he still has that ma'a within him. Ayadeshi motzei b'harasha or ma'ad tov. The person looks for that good within that person. Shasham ain't a rasha, that's not a rasha. Ayadeza v'hisponanta, I'm going to now turn the page, amakomo v'einenu. What does this mean? Hainu kitishbone tistalka amakomo madregoso veinenu sham amakomo arishon ki aide shimotzin bo on maatov ezin kurutova vedano so lakaschus aideze motzian also beemes mikav chova lakaschus. And this is what he says, an amazing thing. He says that when a person does that, a person mamish causes, physically, spiritually, you're causing upstairs and you're causing the person here in this world, you're causing that person to want to be better. You're causing him. Your action and the way you think, and as Binyamin pointed out, the way you act, the way you talk to him or her, has a very big effect on how they're going to live their lives. Just to be able to close with a story of Meir Parmashlan, is a very famous Hasidic rabbi as well, and what he used to do every Friday night at his table, he had a lot of people at his table, and what he used to do every Friday night, he would always wait like 30-40 seconds before he would stand up and everyone would wait for him. And one of the Hasidim never knew why he would do this. And then one Shabbos meal got to be like, it was like 4 or 5 minutes. Usually it was 30, 40 seconds. And everyone knows like Friday night, like all you want to do is like drink the grape juice so you could have the challah and start the meal. And they're waiting like 4 or 5 minutes. And so one of the Hasidim, you know, in every good Hasidic store, there's always that one Hasid goes over to the Rebbe after. And he says, excuse me, like Rebbe, like with all due respect, like what was going on tonight than all other nights, all other Shabbosim. Like what was going on there? So he says, I'll be honest with you. Every Friday night, before I make Kiddush, this is a tremendous, holy, very holy thing. He says, every Friday night, before I make Kiddush, I go around the table with my head, and I try to find something good within every single person. And, you know, tonight there was this one Jew, I didn't say yoga, obviously for Lashon Hara reasons, there was a one Jew here, and it took me a couple minutes to be able to really just find something, trying to find something that I could find within that person that I could try to learn from myself. And that's why it took me a couple extra minutes. And that's the exact message of what Rabbi Nachman is saying. Every single person is good. There's no Jew that's not good. Sometimes they might do stupid things, they may do mistakes, but let's be honest. We were all those kids 4 or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it is. So at the end of the day, the more we become these types of people, we're positive people, positive reinforcement. We're always looking for the good within other people. But obviously, as Mendy pointed out, you can't be ignorant, if that's the way you want to say it. You have to use a little seichel. But at the end of the day, I think it's a tremendous message to realize that our thoughts and our actions have a tremendous effect on a person's tshuva in their lives. And hopefully, Bez Hashem will continue the Torah next week. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.